Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for being part of my day. My pleasure, as always, especially when I get a chance to reintroduce you to Dr. Robert McTeer. Bob McTeer is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, all the way back to 1999 when he first joined us. He was actually the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas at that time, and therefore a member of the Federal Open Market Committee, the Fed's Federal Open Market Committee. And he was there for a number of years with the Fed for 30 or so years. He went on to become the chancellor of the Texas A&M system, and currently, though, he is the distinguished fellow with the National Center for Policy Analysis, and our good friend Bob McTeer. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you back as always, Bob. Bob, I'd like for you to talk to us a little bit about where you think the Fed is going. You know, you and I started talking about the Fed when it was under Greenspan, was still there. Then Bernanke took over, and I'm going to call the first part of the Greenspan thing Fed 1.0. I'm going to call when Bernanke took over the first little while that he was the chairman of the Fed 2.0. But it seems to me they've moved into another area that I'm going to call Fed 3.0. And this is not necessarily about QE, quantitative easing. Is that a reasonable way to think about the Fed?
Well, when you say that, Jim, it reminds me a little bit of George Bush, his presidency. You know, he was rocking along without much going on, and then 9/11 happened.
Right.
And it just changed everything.
Mm-hmm.
And Bernanke's 9/11 was the financial crisis.
September 2008.
Pardon?
September 2008.
September
of 2008.
Well, I'm having a little. the actual crisis started sort of bubbling up in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
It hit its peak in 2008. I guess 2008 in September would have been Lehman and all those, which changed the world as we know it.
Right.
And that was the equivalent of 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And so Bernanke's tenure there has been anything but routine. I think he did a fabulous job in that crisis, bringing us back from the brink. Now, the crisis is sort of behind us. The effects of it linger, and so even I can question some of the things lately that he's done. But
Like what?
Well, I think he pushed interest rates down near to zero, and he's kept them there. Now he's promised to keep them there through 2014.
And this is somebody. This is from somebody who used to be called the Lonesome Dove.
That's right. And so I became critical of that later than a lot of other people. But you know, there's always been a trade-off when the Fed eases monetary policy to get us out of a recession. They're doing it to stimulate growth and to encourage lending and borrowing and spending, but it's always sort of harmed savers who depend on interest rates being a little higher for their income. Mm-hmm. Thing is, it didn't last that long. You know, it lasted maybe a year or so, but this one is lasting multiple years.
But it seems to me that some of the things that what the Fed has done with their balance sheet, haven't they beefed up their balance sheet? Haven't they taken on more assets? Haven't they? I mean, that whole thing isn't that unprecedented?
It's unprecedented. I don't worry about it all that much. They had, you know, $800 or $900 billion on their balance sheet before the crisis started, and it's just under $3 trillion now.
Normally, that's a lot. Why wouldn't that bother the average American who understands that that's printing money, isn't it?
Well, normally it is, but under these circumstances, it's been creating bank reserves, but the banks have been sort of injured, and the banks have held on to those reserves and haven't printed all that much money with it.
Right.
They're holding those reserves as excess reserves.
But isn't that a potential flood of inflation coming at us one day?
Someday, if the banks wake up and say, hey, we don't need all these excess reserves, let's start lending like crazy.
Right.
Then the Fed will need to offset that by draining some of those reserves. But if it starts draining reserves before the banks start lending, it will cause a contraction of the bank.
They need to know when to take the punch bowl away, don't they, Bob?
The timing has got to be, as
Chairman Miller said. Quick break. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm Jim.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.